We thank the choir for presenting such a beautiful hymn.
愿他们颂赞的声音能够达到天上荣耀天上的真神。
May their voices of praise reach heaven and glorify the God of heaven.
那接下来我来奉主耶稣圣名证道。
Now in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'd like to share a message.
下午我要与大家用短短的时间来分享一个主题。
During this short session, I'd like to share with you a theme.
真实喜乐的人生。
A life of truth and joy.
我们人很聪明， 都会知道怎么去追求 幸福的人生。
Human beings are intelligent. We all seek to have a happy life.
可是我们努力地去追求， 难道真的就 得到了吗？
But just because we work hard to gain a happy life, does it mean that we necessarily gain it?
我们去发现说绝大部分的人, 他的人生是劳苦愁烦。
In reality, for most people, our lives are filled with sorrow and labor.
那到底是什么原因?
What is the reason?
虽然, 我们不了解,
we may not understand the reason.
但是我们还是努力地在追求。
Yet we still continue to strive.
一直期待, 透过我们的努力, 让我们的人生是一种喜乐的, 可以把握得住的。
We hope that through our hard work, we can somehow grasp this happy life.
距离现在应该有将近3000年前。
About 3,000 years ago.
以色列有一个很有名的国王叫所罗门。
There was a very well-known king in Israel by the name of Solomon.
他蒙天上的真神哦, 是给他前无古人后无来者的智慧。
And he had been given unprecedented wisdom by God.
所以他比大部分的人更会观察人生。
And he was particularly keen in making observations about human life.
也, 曾经希望透过他的智慧 替人类找一条, 能够喜乐的一个路。
He hoped to find for humankind a path to happiness.
因为神赐给他, 有足够的能力。
Because God endowed upon him great wisdom.
所以, 他就开始替, 我们人类啊, 来找一条, 喜乐的人生。
King Solomon began to search for the way to happiness.
那他到底怎么做呢?
How did he do it?
因为他是国王,
he was the king.
而且是非常富有的国王,
and he was a very wealthy king.
他的富有, 圣经里面写, 他的金银都到不能数。
And the Bible tells us that the gold and silver that he owned were beyond number.
一直到现在人类都还在找所罗门王的宝藏。
Even people today are searching for Solomon's treasures.
因此, 他就用他一切的力量,
so he applied all his wealth and ability,
为自己建造一个非常大的花园,
and built for himself a large garden.
里面种了很多, 很奇特的花草,
and he planted all kinds of exotic plants.
养了很多, 有时候, 你连听都没有听过的, 飞禽走兽。
And he raised exotic birds and animals.
然后, 他每天纵情在, 酒兽的生活里面。
And he indulged himself daily in pleasure.
因为他想说, 替人类找一条, 真的能喜乐的方法。
He reckoned that by doing so, he could find for the human race a path to happiness.
他做到什么程度呢?
To what extent did he apply his effort?
他说, 眼睛看到, 他没有禁止, 就不去享受。
He said he did not deny his eyes what he desired.
我看这个是, 只有他当国王才做得到吧。
He did not deny himself of things that he could see. Only a king could do that.
你看今天我们谁能够, 我眼睛看到这个美女, 我喜欢, 我就要, 那怎么可能?
Which of us can look at something or someone we want and say, I will have that person or I will have this thing?
他说, 心里想到的, 他从来没有禁住。
So he never denied himself of anything he wanted, he desired.
追求到这样的一个程度。
And this was the extent to which he tried to seek happiness.
想借着物质来满足啊填饱心灵的空虚。
And he tried to fill the void that was in his heart.
可是他却发现说，他所做的一切啊是虚空。
But in the end, he realized that everything he did all came to nothing.
一切都是你啊，都是捕风。
Everything was a chasing after the wind.
意思就是说，虽然追逐了这么好的享受，
he had enjoyed all kinds of pleasure.
可是他发现物质的享受不能填饱他的虚空。
Yet he realized that none of these enjoyments could fill the void in him.
然后他就转念了。
So he changed his mind.
那这样的话，在人生里面应该有智慧的人会比没有智慧的人更好。
He thought perhaps those who are wise will enjoy life more than those who do not have wisdom.
因为有智慧的人至少他会思考他的人生要怎么走。
Because the wise knows how to walk in this life.
愚昧人每天浑浑噩噩的在过日子。
But the foolish passes his life in vain.
所以想起来会他暗暗的高兴。
So when he thought about this, he was rather glad.
他应该是比愚昧人更优越呀。
He felt that he being so wise must be superior to the fool.
可是有他再冷静把他想一下。
But then he thought again.
智慧人跟愚昧人同样要面对一个问题。
Both the wise and the fool, foolish have to face the same question.
什么问题？
What is the question?
死亡。
Death.
我有智慧，可是我也没办法胜过死亡啊。
Yes, I do have wisdom, but I cannot overcome death.
那我干嘛要追求智慧呢？
So what is the point of having wisdom?
聪明人跟愚昧人同样都要面对死亡。
Both the wise and the foolish must face death.
死亡一临到，全部都虚空。
When death comes, everything turns into vanity.
那我为什么要 追求智慧，让我的人生多加愁烦呢？
Then what is the point of having more wisdom? Because it only brings more sorrow.
所以他说这也是虚空。
And he concluded this too is vanity.
后来他又转念。
Then he thought again.
那应该赚大钱是人生最美的了。
Perhaps possessing a lot of wealth is the greatest goal in life.
你看，每一个人活着都是想要赚大钱嘛，哈。
Every living person wants to be rich.
可是当他冷静在想
，But then he thought again.
我赚了大钱。
Now if I make a lot of money,
我用一切的劳碌智慧去赚这个大钱。
And I toiled and applied my intelligence to gain a lot of wealth.
赚完以后。我不可能一直经营这些东西啊。
But after I possess all these things, I could not possibly manage them forever.
因为我的人生也会有结束的一天呢。
Because my life will end someday.
所以我努力经营的，要交给从来不用付出代价的下一代。
So eventually, I have to leave behind all the things I have toiled for to someone who did not labor for it.
啊，想起来哦。心里非常不甘心。
So he felt very reluctant to let go of what he had.
所以他说这个人生也是虚空啊。
And he concluded again that this is vanity.
你看我们上一辈的赚很多钱，然后留给下一代的他从来都不用烦恼就继承了这么大的那个事业。
Some young people inherit great wealth from their parents without ever having to work.
啊，问题是继承者。他到底是贤能还是愚昧？
But whether the person who inherits the wealth is foolish or wise,
能不能把我所努力的结果继续保存下去？
And whether he can preserve the wealth that was gained,
不知道，
is an unknown.
从他想起来也是觉得这种人生是很虚空的。
So King Solomon finds this to be full of vanity.
我们看到下一代往往都是没办法守成啊。
And usually, rich children are not able to continue the parents' wealth.
所以中国古代的智慧言语就是说，富不够三代就是这样子。
So there's a Chinese saying that wealth in the family cannot last more than three generations.
好，他又想，我这么有钱。
And King Solomon thought again.
可是我的心满足吗？
but is my heart filled?
我觉得我的心不满足了。
I feel that my heart is empty.
那我的货物一直增添。
And as I continue to accumulate my wealth,
靠我生活吃我的饭的人也增加。
Yet those who eat at my table also increase.
那我增加的，我能享用得到吗？
And can I really enjoy all the riches that I have gained?
只不过是眼睛看而已啊。
I can only lay my eyes on them.
我们在台湾哦，以前有一个最有钱的人叫做王永庆先生。
In Taiwan, there lived a man, Wang Yongqing, who used to be the richest man in Taiwan.
他那个钱真的很多哈。
He was a very wealthy person.
大家都很希望说我能够像他一样。
Everyone looked up to him and wanted to be like him.
他活到九十岁离世。
He died at the age of 90.
上班上到九十岁了，你看可不可怜？
He had to work until he was 90. Look at how deplorable it was.
一般人上班哦。公务人员52岁就可以退休，政府养你一辈子。
If you worked for the government in Taiwan, you could retire at 52, and the government will pay your pension.
他要上班上到90岁。
But Mr. Wang had to work until 90.
在我们想，他应该是天天三餐都是山珍海味，鲍鱼吃鱼翅吃不完。
And you would think that he would be able to eat great seafood, exotic seafood every day.
我告诉你，没有。
But that's not true.
因为他的妹妹是我们教会的信徒。
Because I know this because his younger sister is our church member.
现在还住在旧金山哦，应该还在吧？
已经过
世了。
And she passed away already.
好，我负担台北教会的时候，我常常去他家访问。
When I was at Taipei Church, I was the resident pastor there. I visited her home often.
她都会讲她哥哥的故事给我听。
And she would tell me her brother's story.
她说她哥哥每天都吃什么呢？番薯叶、番薯稀饭。
And she told me that her brother would eat potato leaves and with porridge every day.
没有什么什么山珍海味
啊。No such thing as exotic seafood.
一条毛巾用到快烂掉还在用。
And he would use the same towel until it is torn.
所以赚那么多钱，自己有享用到吗？没有啊。
So he actually never enjoyed the vast wealth he accumulated.
然后他又想，所罗门又想。
King Solomon thought again.
没有钱的人哦，劳碌人哦，可以睡得很香甜。
The sleep of the laborers is sweet.
可是有钱人哦，财富成为他的赎价。
But the wealth of the wealthy becomes his ransom.
所以你看，人家绑架一定是绑架有钱人的。
People would only kidnap the rich.
有钱人天天怕小偷来偷，怕出门会有危险。
The rich are afraid of burglary and they are afraid of being robbed.
我们后面那个梁弟兄的亲家。
The in-laws of Brother Liang,
他亲自跟我讲的。
He told me,
他正好的时候
，when he was very very successful,
他的亲家现在在温哥华了哈。
He is now in Vancouver.
正好的时候，一天台币100亿在市场上绕。
His worth was billions in NT every day.
但是呢。他出门的时候，请一个司机开宾士面子的车子在前面。
But whenever he got out of the house, he would need a chauffeur driving a Benz in front of him.
他自己开一个 Toyota 的车子在后面跟。
But he would drive in a Toyota, following behind the Benz.
然后快要到公司的时候，两个再换。
And when they reached the company, they would switch cars.
为什么
？Why？
因为有一段时间台湾绑架很厉害。
Because for a while, kidnapping was very rampant in Taiwan.
所以钱成为他的赎价。
So his money was like his ransom.
所以这个所罗门他就说，这样的人生是虚空啊。
King Solomon concluded, "This is also vanity."
好，那我们人一直认为是最美的，结果结局是虚空，是捕风啊。
So everything we deem to be the best are actually vanity and chasing after the wind.
劳苦愁烦，没有喜乐。
People labor and toil and do not have happiness.
虚空不 真实。
And what all they gain is vanity and lack of truth.
我们的人生没有希望的。
So it seems as life is hopeless.
好，那到底什么叫做那个真实喜乐的人生？
What then is a true and joyful life?
要从哪里得到？
How can we gain this life?
我按照圣经所领悟的。
Based on what I learned from the Bible,
真实喜乐的人生应该是在劳碌中取自己的份来使用。
A truly joyful life is one where we enjoy the work of our the fruit of our labor.
然后在光明中享受平安。
And to enjoy peace in the light.
要做到这两点。
And if we can do these two,
先说第一点。
Let's first talk about the first aspect.
在劳碌中取自己的份来使用。
To enjoy the fruit of our labor.
来看传道书第五章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 18. Okay, 18. Here is what I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life, which God gives him, for it is his heritage. 19. As for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth and given him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God.
Solomon 就说人生为善为美的人生是怎么样？
Solomon tells us what is a beautiful and good life.
是人是他一生的年日吃喝享用日光劳碌所得来的好处。
It is to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun.
也就是说神是给他多少珠财他能够取来使用。
The fact that to be able to take advantage or enjoy the what God has given to him,
在劳碌中喜乐
enjoy the good of all his labor,
这一点就不简单了。
This is actually not that simple to do.
我们看很多人虽然劳劳碌赚很多钱，可是没办法取自己的份来用。
Many people earn a lot of money, but they don't know how to enjoy all their labor.
这一点我年轻的时候就体会到了。
I learned this when I was young.
我20岁生肾脏病。
When I was 20, I had a liver disease, a kidney disease.
Kidney
disease.
那这个虽然看到很多好吃的东西不能吃。
I wanted to eat all the delicious food, but I could not.
连最基本的一点盐巴都不敢吃。
I dare not even have a little salt.
那这种人生有什么乐趣可言？
So how could I possibly enjoy life?
所以我在慕道的时候，那个自幼的妈妈去跟我访问，我跟她讲说，你知道我现在最盼望的是什么吗？
When I was searching for the truth, Brother Jeff's mother came to visit me, and I said,
他们猜了半天都猜不到。
I asked them, "What do you think I really want in my life?"
我说我希望沾一点盐巴来吃。
And they could not get the answer. And I told them the answer is, "I just want to taste a little salt."
因为西医跟我说，你吃了吃这个盐巴，吃盐巴水肿越严重。
Because the Western doctor told me that if I eat salt, my swelling would be even worse.
没想到他们帮我祷告以后说，奉主耶稣圣名吃。
But they prayed for me and said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, now eat some salt.
我说真的。
I said, are you sure?
没问题。
They said, no worries.
感谢主，从那一天开放一直到现在。
And thank God I was liberated.
所以每次我在吃饭，我就充满感谢。
So every day when I eat, I am full of thanks.
我们平常每天你哪里会想到这样子？
None of you will probably relate to what I experienced.
要有我这种经验的人才知道，原来取自己的份来用这是多么大的恩典。
Only somebody like me can experience and understand what a What a grace, a blessing it is.
神用我们的心，让我们在劳碌中喜乐。
So God gives us the ability to enjoy the good of all our labor.
好，再来看那个传道书第二章。
Please also read Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
来看那个哇，第三章，第三章的十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. 13. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God.
好，你看，另外一个哈，除了取劳碌中取自己的份来使用以外，另外一个。
Besides enjoying all the good of our labor,
就能终身喜乐行善。
It is also important for us to do good in our lives.
因为人活着不是只有为吃为喝而已啊。
Because our lives are not just a matter of eating and drinking.
神造人是希望人来荣耀他。
God made human beings to glorify him.
所以行善是我们人活在日光之下的一个目标。
So doing good should be a goal under the sun for us.
那我们如果能够强如那终身喜乐行善的话，这是何等美善的人生啊！
If we can rejoice and do good in our lives, we indeed have a wonderful life.
能够取自己的劳碌所得的份来使用，
To enjoy the good of all our labor.
然后能神给我们好机会，终身喜乐行善，
and to rejoice all our lives and do good.
这种人生是最美的了。
This is the most wonderful life.
好，但是还要加上第二点。
But you also on top of that, you need something else.
第二点就是在光明中享受平安。
And that second part is to enjoy peace in the light.
什么叫做光明
？What is light?
光明就是不被罪所辖制。
It means not being bound by sin.
罪的代价就是死亡。
The wages of sin is death.
所以，当你在罪的权势之下生活的时候
，When you live under the power of death,
死亡就临到你。
Death is overshadows you.
那你就喜乐就会消失哦。
Then you cannot have joy.
我们中国历史上有一个秦始皇。
We know of the Emperor Qin in Chinese history.
他用一切的力量那个统一中国啊。
He was able to unify the whole of China.
他做到那个所有就是说全中国的一个王以后啊。
And after he became the emperor over all China.
我尝到那个味道感觉很好啊。
He had tasted the greatness of power.
所以他就想，这个王我如果能够一直做下去，这个人生不是最好的吗
？So his next ambition is to be an emperor forever.
可是现实上不可能啊，死亡会临到我啊。
But in reality, that's not possible because he would die.
因此他就派徐福啊，到海外去求那个什么长生不老药。
So he sent his subjects overseas to seek for
所以你看，他想到死亡就不快乐了。
To live forever, so he could not be happy because he thought about death.
一切努力的都虚空了。
And everything he toiled for would go to vain.
结果他要求那个长生不老药有没有求到
？Was he able to find the cure to live forever?
没有。
No.
他当王也不够15年而已。
He actually reigned only 15 years.
所以一定要前提一定要在光明中。
So it's very important that we live under the light.
那神是光。
God is light.
你要在光明中的话，一定要接受耶稣基督他的救恩。
If you want to be in the light, you must accept the salvation of Jesus Christ.
靠着他的救恩，让我们从黑暗的国度迁到光明的国度。
And through his salvation, we can be transferred from darkness to the kingdom of light.
罪得赦免。
And our sins may be forgiven.
就由黑暗进入光明。
And we may be transferred from darkness to light.
罪得赦免，我们就胜过死权。
If our sins are forgiven, then we have power over death.
就在光明中与神相交。
And we can have fellowship with God in the light.
然后就能享受耶稣的应许。
And we can enjoy Jesus' promise.
那个应许就是平安。
And that promise is peace.
我们来看约翰福音十四章。
Please turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十四章的二十七节。
John 14:27. John 14 verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
主耶稣向信他的门徒啊应许。
Jesus promised the disciples who believed in him.
他说我留下平安给你们。
Peace I leave with you.
说他所赐给我们的平安不像世人所赐的。
The peace that he gives to us is not as the world gives.
叫我们不要忧愁啊。
He tells us not to be troubled in our heart.
也不要胆怯。
And let not our hearts be afraid.
世人所求的平安是属肉体上的平安。
The peace that people in this world look for are material or physical.
耶稣所赐给我们平安是心灵的平安。
But the peace that Jesus gives us is the peace in our spirit and heart.
因为他是一个全能的神。
Because Jesus is the Almighty God.
所以他的应许就能实现。
His promise will come true.
他曾经跟门徒讲。
He told his disciples.
你们在世上有苦难。
In this world, you will have tribulations.
但是你们放心。
But take heart.
你们在我里面有平安。
In me, you will have peace.
因为我夺胜了世界。
For I have overcome the world.
所以如果我们能够进入光明跟神相交。
If we can come into the light and have fellowship with God,
耶稣所应许的平安就临到我们。
Then the peace that Jesus has promised will come to us.
我们可以靠着这个应许夺胜世界。
And through His promise, we can overcome the world.
因为我们有很多不平安的事情，都是来自于世界的挑战。
We do not have peace because of the challenges in this world.
当我们能够夺胜世界的时候，
but if we can overcome the world,
跟耶稣一样夺胜世界，
as Jesus had overcome the world,
自然就在基督里面享受这一份平安。
We would be able to enjoy the peace in Christ.
这个就是真实可以把握的。
And this is something real and something we can grasp.
也是喜乐的人生。
And it is a life of joy.
但你要到哪里去得到呢？
Where can you go to find this life?
刚刚传道书讲，这一切都是神的恩赐。
Ecclesiastes tells us that all of these are the gift of God.
所以意思说，我们要得到真实喜乐的人生啊。
So if you want to have a truly joyous life,
就是要来信仰天上的真神。
The only way is to come and believe in the true God in heaven.
天上的真神，他的名字就叫做耶稣。
And the name of the God of heaven is Jesus.
所以你一定要来认识耶稣。
So you must come and believe in Jesus and know Jesus.
来信靠他的恩典。
And trust in his grace.
那你的人生自此从此以后就会成为一个真实喜乐的人生。
And from this point forward, your life will be truly joyous.
我刚慕道的时候板桥教会有一个姐妹叫做江继静。
When I started to come to church, there was a sister in 板桥 church called Sister Jiang.
我这一次来梁传道还跟我在谈论她。
And when I came and talked with Preacher Liang, we still talked about her.
这个人她在我慕道她当中也曾经照顾过我。
She took care of me. She was one of the people who took care of me when I was searching for the truth.
她的先生是调查局的处长。
Her husband worked in the, as an inspector.
在四十几年前在台湾当调查局的处长那等于是黑白两道都通吃的。
About 40 years ago, he was the head of the Department of Inspection. And in those days, they would receive a lot of bribery as well as
a lot of connections. 很怕他们去调查你。
And the government officials would be afraid of being audited or inspected.
黑道看到他们好像是老鼠看到猫一样。
And when the gangsters saw them, they would also be scared. Very scared.
也因着他先生在调查局当高官。
And because her husband was a director, a very high official,
所以他二十几岁的时候就染上了很多不好的习惯。
He had very bad habits even when he was young.
不管是抽烟啦、喝酒啦、赌博啦、跳舞啦，样样都来。
He smoked, he drank, he gambled, and he danced.
就在台北的某一个旧社区哦，那边啊，当那个啊、女就是大姐大。
哦，
大姐大。
现在在讲太太，现在是讲太太，不是讲哥哥。那个先生是讲太太。啊好，没关系。Yeah. So it was the wife that got a lot of had a lot of bad habits, and she got involved in gangs.
她因为先生的势力，所以她哦啊在那边当那个所谓流氓头的意思。
So she, because of by her husband's influence, she was a very powerful gang leader.
其实是人家怕她后面那个先生。
But actually, people were not scared of her. They were scared of her husband.
所以很多黑道看到她都说，啊，江大姐你好，江大姐你好，这样子。
So when all the gangsters saw her, they would say, they would call, show her respect.
但是她这样，她的人生有喜乐吗
？But did she have joy in her life?
没有啊。
No.
啊，充满了愁烦。
She was
愁烦。
Oh, she was filled with sorrow.
所以后来啊，她的哥哥啊。把福音传给他。
Later, her older brother brought the gospel to her.
带他到真耶稣教会来。
And he brought her to the True Jesus Church.
他在教会里面祷告，得到圣灵。
And she prayed in the church and received the Holy Spirit.
心灵里面所啊那个觉得虚空的那一件事情，因为圣灵把它填满。
The vanity, the emptiness in her heart was filled when she received the Holy Spirit.
所以后来他就。慕道一段时间就下定决心、受洗归入主的名下。
And after studying the truth for a while, she decided to be baptized into the Lord Jesus.
要真正在光明中与神相交。
She wanted to walk in the light and have fellowship with God.
来过这种真实喜乐的人生。
And so that she may live a life of truth and joy.
可是人、哦、总是很软弱。
But human beings are very weak.
过去、哦、那些 看到他都要立正的那个流氓，现在看到他、哦、不怕他了。
All the gangsters、so、that used to be afraid of her were no longer afraid of her now.
因为大家知道他是信耶稣啊。
Because they all knew that she was a Christian now.
所以很多人就会跟他嘲笑。
So they made fun of her.
啊，像你这种人会得救哦。
Can somebody like you be saved?
你会得救，那我们应该更没问题了。
If you can be saved, of course we can be.
因为她是大姐大嘛。
Because she was the leader of a gang.
每个人都在嘲笑她。
Everybody made fun of her.
她刚开始还能够说忍一下，忍一下。
She tried to endure their mocking.
可是久而久之那个怨气忍不下去了。
But after a while, the accumulation, she could not stand the accumulation of anger.
越想越生气。
The more she thought about it, the more angry she was.
我还没信耶稣以前，看到我好像那老鼠看到猫一样。
She said, "These people are so scared of me, like rats before a cat."
现在都爬到我头上来了。
But now they are on my head.
我信耶稣付出这么大的代价。
This is such a great price I paid to be a Christian.
越想越不甘愿。
So she was very upset.
有一天哦，她跪在那个床边了。
One day she was kneeling by her bed.
因为她想说，她要去报仇。
She wanted to revenge.
要去杀那些哦嘲笑她的人。
She wanted to kill those who mocked her.
所以她想说，既然要去做哦，至少要跟耶稣请个假。
She said, but she must ask for a leave of absence from Jesus first.
所以她就祷告。
So she prayed.
一直讲，耶稣啊，我为了信你哦，以前那些小弟现在都爬到我头上来了呢。
Jesus, because I believe in you, now all those people who were scared of me are above on my head.
在黑道混的最怕就是别人爬到他头上来。
That's the biggest dread of a gangster.
我为了信你哦，受了好多委屈哦。
Because I believed in you, I suffered so much.
我忍不下去了。
I can't stand it anymore.
耶稣啊，不好意思，
Jesus,
我跟你请假。
Sorry, Jesus, I am asking for a leave of absence.、
等我去处理这些事情以后，心爽了以后，我再来信。
Let me take care of these things so I can feel better, then I will continue to believe in you.
结果这样祷告啊。
That's how she prayed.
突然间看到异象啊。
Suddenly she saw a vision.
看到钉在十字架的耶稣啊。
She saw Jesus on the cross, crucified.
那个荆棘冠冕戴在他头上。
With the crown of thorns on his head.
血还从钉痕一直滴下去。
And she could see blood dripping down from the thorns.
耶稣微笑着跟他讲。
And from the nails. And Jesus smiled at her and said to her,
你受的苦有比我多吗？
Have you suffered nearly as much as I have?
我都为你忍下了，你为何不能忍呢？
I bore all these sufferings for you. Why can't you bear some for me?
这样跟他讲两次。
And Jesus said that twice to her.
异象就不见了。
And the vision vanished.
哇，他看了我痛哭流涕啊。
When she saw the vision, she wept bitterly.
啊，整个心哦就开朗了。
And her heart.
跟耶稣说，我不请假了，我不去报仇了。
She opened up her heart and she said to the Lord,
再苦我都要跟随你。
I'm not going to revenge anymore.
要决定在光明中与你相交了。
I will definitely follow you to the end.
不再重新去追逐最终之路。
I'm not going back to the pleasures of sin.
要真正享受你恩典里面的真实喜乐的人生。
I want to truly enjoy the true and joyful life in you.
感谢主。
Thank God.
他真的就活出基督徒的样子出来。
She really lived a life of a Christian.
感动了他的先生。
And her husband was very.
他先生叫戴华侨，哎，那个是一个就是从大陆大陆撤退来的。
And her husband originally came from China.
他先生看到他的行为的外表那个改变了。
When her husband saw how drastic her change was,
跟他一起来信耶稣。
He came to believe in Jesus with her.
这就是我亲自看到的一个见证。
This is a testimony I witnessed for myself.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
你有没有感觉到你的人生很无聊？
Do you feel that your life is boring?
很枯燥，
It's dry.
劳苦愁烦，
Full of labor and sorrow.
虽然你想尽办法想要让心里喜乐，
You may want to fill your heart, empty heart with joy.
但是却发觉所努力的都是虚空。
But you come to the realization that everything is vain.
那这样，我现在报给你一个不要花半毛钱的方法。
Then now I tell you a way that is free.
只要勇敢的来真耶稣教会，继续查考道理。
Just take courage, continue to come to the True Jesus Church
and 认识生命的主。
Truth and know the Lord of Life.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
接受他成为你一生的救主。
Accept Him as the Savior.
然后在他的光明中享受他所赐给你真实喜乐的人生
and enjoy the life of truth and joy in the light.
我就见证到这边。
This concludes my message.
阿们。
默祷。
坐啊，一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。
再来休息十分钟。Do you want to say?
Thank you.